This is Tom Warren inviting you to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue our study today of the great problem of human suffering and the particular matter under which we have consideration at the moment is that of how to endure suffering. Of all the passages that we have been considering from the Bible in this study, each and every one contains great comfort and assurance, but none has greater personal assurance and comfort to me personally than Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Let me read that passage to you this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your forbearance be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Also, the marvelous passage in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxiety upon him, for he careth for you. Some additional passages which I would like to urge you to read for yourself are Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, and the 23rd Psalm, along with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And I also urge you to search your own Bible, perhaps use a concordance to find the passages which can be of great comfort to you and others as well. There are, of course, many such passages in the Bible, and the person who is suffering should search for them and study them. If you know someone who is having some great sorrow, then I plead with you to use your Bible to be able to help him to see what God's will is for him. Each and every such passage possible should be treasured in the hearts of the person who's suffering. He should then earnestly pray many times every day. Remember, when one prays, he talks with God. When one studies God's Word, the Bible, then God is talking to him. Now we continue our suggestions as to how or what the sufferer might do in order to properly endure suffering. The sufferer should carefully examine his heart and life with a view to honestly deciding if he is a faithful child of God. The Apostle Paul said, "Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves." 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Now, in order to make this self-examination, the sufferer must be both honest with himself, and he must ask for God's help in conducting that self-examination. I want to ask you to read Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24, where the psalmist pleads for God, "Search me and try me, know me, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And so you see, it's right for us to ask God to help us to know our own selves. One of the greatest tasks we have in this life is to know ourselves, to know our own hearts and our own ambitions. Another suggestion that I should like to make in the light of Bible teaching as to how we might endure suffering is to realize that the sufferer, after having examined himself and seen the sin in his life, should repent of every sin of which he is aware. Repentance involves a change of mind. Study carefully, if you will, Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 30. Repentance means that the sinner has changed his mind regarding the sin in his life. It means that instead of loving sin with the resulting intention to practice sin, the penitent person no longer either loves sin or intends to practice it. After repentance, one loves God and righteousness and hates sin. And so, these two suggestions this morning, to carefully examine your own heart and your life with a view of deciding whether or not you're truly living the faithful life, and then having seen the sin in your life, to actually repent of it, to change your mind about it. You can't gain peace of mind until you have right relationship with God, and you can't have that without repenting of your sin and obeying the Lord.